This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for November 2015. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene.
A nationwide club unites youthful radio amateurs in the UK.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Greetings everyone, presenting the official broadcast for November, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. Leading tonight's broadcast, presidential comment. Here's our president, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, everyone. In your next edition of Break-In, please see my column for information about the RSM, that's Radio Spectrum Management, review of license fees. The review document can be found on the RSM website under Projects. There is a potential that this review could result in all of our repeater, beacon and fixed link license fees being raised from the present roughly $50 to $170 per year. Such a large fee rise will be a real hit in the pocket of our branches, and the flow-on effect could potentially affect most amateurs, whether or not your interest lies in the world of VHF and above or not. Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, our administration liaison officer, is working on a submission to this review on behalf of NZART. Feel free to contact Don at alo@nzart.org.nz. That's alo@nzart.org.nz with suggestions, etc. Submissions close on the 7th of December this year. The other big news item this month, and a happier one, is that agreement was reached at the World Radio Conference in Geneva over a new allocation at 5 MHz. This will be a 15 kHz piece of spectrum from 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz. So when will we have access to this new band? There is a process to be followed from here, starting with the signing of the final agreements from the WRC on Friday the 27th of November. The new allocation will not be adopted into international radio regulations until January the 1st, 2017. There is a possibility, but no guarantee, that access could be available sooner, but this will depend on agreement from the primary user. Don Wallace will be working with the RSM to determine the exact conditions of use of the allocation, and finally there will be the band planning to sort out. This is the first new allocation since a conference in 1979 when we received the 30, 17 and 12 metre bands. And while the allocation is not large, it will allow us to operate in the useful propagation area between 80 and 40 metres. Finally, on the subject of the WRC 15, Don is remaining in Geneva for a little longer to help work on the agenda for WRC 2019. Don will be away from home for over a month by the time he returns, and he has been working very hard as part of the New Zealand delegation, for which I am sure you're all very grateful. December is the 90th anniversary of the founding of the IARU, the International Amateur Radio Union. There will be many special event call signs operating around the world, and for the month of December, listen out for ZL90 IARU on the HF bands. If you would like to operate the special event call sign on behalf of New Zealand amateurs on any band or mode, please contact NZART Vice President Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, and you can email him at ZL3PAH@nzart.org.nz. ZL3PAH@nzart.org.nz. Local bodies have the ability at the stroke of a pen, so to speak, to decide what kind of antenna and how many you can have on your property. Doug, ZL1BFS, and his deputy, Mike, ZL1BNB, are our local government liaison officers, and they work tirelessly to make sure that the strike of the pen goes in our favour. They can only do this with your help. You can help by keeping a watchful eye out for notice that your local authority is reviewing its district plan. As soon as you're aware of this happening, notify Doug or Mike as soon as possible. You can, of course, contact them via Debbie at the NZART headquarters. There are just too many of these authorities for our team to keep under surveillance, and that is where you can help. We have had several instances where submission dates have been nearly missed, and on one occasion where it was missed altogether. Better our team gets multiple warnings rather than none, so we don't miss out on the opportunity to preserve your right to install antennas on your property. Later on this broadcast, there will be some important announcements from Debbie Morgan. One of these is a need for subscription renewals to be in by the end of the year. If you're planning not to renew your subscription, please feel free to email me at zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. So you can raise any concerns that you have. If you're not a member, now is the time to join to get a full year subscription. It would be great to have you on board. And again, feel free to email me if you have any concerns or queries about joining or even rejoining NZRT. Finally, with the H9 event coming up and the ZL90 IIAU stations active, please get on the air and make use of the spectrum that Don Wallace and his predecessors over many years have worked hard to defend. Thank you for listening and good night, everyone.
Thank you, Stuart. Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, the president of NZART. Well, it's just 9 days away to H Night. The original H Night was 7:30 p.m. on the 8th of December 1945. Yes, 70 years ago. World War II was over, and once again, amateurs were permitted to use 80 meters and a frequency just above our current 6 meter band. Traditionally, H Night has been celebrated by simply making a contact on 80 meters on the evening of 8th of December. However, in this year of ANZAC awareness, the return of amateur radio privileges is going to be celebrated with an H Night contest. The details are the modes AM, the band, 80 meters. There'll be 5 half-hour periods from 1930 to 2200 hours New Zealand Daylight Time. There'll be categories for all styles of equipment, and points will be gained by logging AM contacts with other stations. See your September-October break-in on page 17 for the full contest details. Now, contest organiser Rob ZL2IW says the time for getting organised is running out. Get your old gear dusted off, or read the manual on your latest shiny acquisition. Or perhaps check your latest SDR software. Yes, join in this celebration of freedom. It's the H Night Contest, just 9 days away, Tuesday the 8th of December, commencing at 19:30 hours. To Upper Hutt we head, and it's a very good evening to the NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. It's now only officially 25 days until Christmas, and only 22 working days until the 31st of December. This date is critical for a number of reasons. Number one, payment of your 2016 annual subscription is required to ensure you receive your January-February break-in. Number two, branches or individuals wishing to submit a remit at next year's AGM needs to have sent it to me either via snail mail or email in order for me to receive it by the 31st of December. NZART officers are all required to submit an annual report to me by this date. And lastly, it is the end of the financial year for NZART. Any officers claiming costs needs to have sent them to me before this date. Okay, now, with the formalities dispensed with, this is just a reminder you should now be considering worthy recipients for the annual awards presented at the AGM in June, including Amateur of the Year, Young Amateur of the Year, and the prestigious Branch Award, ZL1HV Jumbo Godfrey Memorial Award. Given the tremendous success with candidates passing their amateur radio examinations in 2015, it shouldn't be too difficult to find nominees for these awards, as a number of people have been working very hard for their branches throughout the year. If you would like more information or the awards criteria sent to you, please contact me. That's all from me this month, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. And from Stephen Heyman, ZL1TPH, a reminder of the VHF Field Day Contest to be held next weekend. This VHF contest is regarded as the big event of the year, where not only Field Day stations participate, but also many home stations are active. The contest is open to all New Zealand amateur radio operators, whether out in the field, home station, mobile, or stationary mobile. Overseas stations are eligible if they work ZL in the contest. EME or Earth Moon Earth contacts are also eligible. As a general note, the majority of terrestrial activity centres on 50.150 MHz, then 144.2, 432.2, 1296.2 MHz, SSB, etc. The operating periods are 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Sunday New Zealand local time. You can find out the full contest rules on the NZART webpage. VHF Field Day Contest 2015. All bands 6 metres and up next weekend, Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th of December. For an update of news on the international scene, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
They call themselves the Young Hamsters, but this busy, friendly group of radio amateurs in Great Britain has nothing to do with pet rodents. Instead, this growing collective has a pet project to provide a resource that caters specifically to hams under the age of 30 throughout the UK. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has the story.
Although they believe conventional radio clubs to be fine for most amateurs, Mark M0NCG and Adam MM0KFX wanted something more for the radio operator under the age of 30. That's how Young Hamsters was born. They believe that just as the popular Youngsters on the Air program attracts youthful hams worldwide and in Europe, something specific to the UK could be a great success. In a recent email to Amateur Radio Newsline, Mark described the group's mission. He said, "We have a focus on operating on the air, be it by promoting contesting and de-expeditions or just by being active on the bands. Because members are scattered across the UK, the group makes use of Facebook, Twitter and WhatsApp accounts to allow everyone to express their opinion on issues and to build community. The sites are also a resource for announcing the Young Hamsters' plans." Mark added, "Not only do we hope to promote contesting and de-expeditioning, we actually hope to run de-expeditions and work together in contests to build a name for ourselves as the future of our hobby." Mark also wrote that the club fulfills some of the social needs that young operators have. He said, "We decided to set up Young Hamsters instead of incorporating into an existing club, as we feel the people best placed to showcase our hobby and retain the interest of young people in our hobby are young people themselves. It can seem quite lonely at times, especially in the UK, with so few radio amateurs, young radio amateurs, and by bringing as many of us together, we can share our common interests and really help to further our hobby via innovative ideas and social working. Well, membership is free and the club sign is M0 Yankee Hotel Charlie, so be listening." For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, reporting from Nottingham in the UK.
You can find the Young Hamsters on Twitter with the handle Young Hamsters, one word, or on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/younghamsters. You can also email the organizers, younghamsters@gmail.com. December is being set aside for the program Youngsters on the Air, a large group of youthful hams from Region 1 of the International Amateur Radio Union who support one another's projects and engage in QSOs with one another and around the world. Throughout December, YOTA members will be active on the bands using YOTA as the suffix in their call sign. Young South African hams participating will be using the call sign ZS9YOTA. And in the UK, the special call sign G15YOTA will be on the air for 22 days during December, many from school amateur radio clubs and some from the RAF Air Cadets. Proponents of the event remind amateurs around the world that in many cases, a YOTA operator might be having his or her first experience on radio when giving a call. So try to make that QSO happen, and let's make it friendly. 60 meters became a new reality at the World Radio Communication Conference in Geneva, which agreed on November 18th on a secondary allocation of the band for the amateur service, setting regional power limits of 15 watts to 25 watts measured in effective isotropic radiated power. The allocation was a hard-won accomplishment following years of preparation by the International Amateur Radio Union. The last step is the signing of the final act at the conference's November 27th closing and is considered a formality. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW in Picayune, Mississippi, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2015. All rights are reserved.
And as always, it's thank you to the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Mark Sullivan, ZL3AB, our DX columnist in Brecon, has announced that next year he'll be running the Lee Jennings Activity Marathon 2016. This is an activity to encourage ZLs to get active on HF. The goal is simple. See how many days you can have four or more QSOs on any of the MF-HF bands, 630 metres through 6 metres, during 2016. A minimum of 50 days will qualify you for a bronze certificate, 100 days for silver, 200 days gold, and 300 days for platinum. You can read all about the Lee Jennings Marathon 2016 in Mark ZL3AB's CQDX column on page 26 of your September-October break-in. The full marathon rules? Well, they can be found at zl3x.com/marathon. It's time for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everybody. Congratulations to Nairi ZL2UJT, who was the top ZL member in the recent Alara HF contest. Well done, Nairi. Topsy ZL2LS is still hoping that some of you, or even one of you, will write an article for the next bulletin magazine. It doesn't have to be lengthy, and if there are photos to accompany the article, all the better. Send your contributions off to Topsy at her home email address, which you'll find inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. Jolene ZL1UJB is our librarian archivist, and she would like photos of members engaged in amateur radio activities for the Waro photo albums. These days, when using digital cameras, we don't always get prints of photos, but you can send Jolene either a printed copy or a JPEG file of your pictures. Her address is inside the front cover of any bulletin magazine. Our members seem to be busy with holiday and Christmas preparations, and there's not much amateur radio activity to report this month. But some of you might like to know about the YL nets on VHF, which operate in various areas of the country. In the Auckland area, YLs have a net on Sunday nights on the 146900 repeater at 1900 hours. On weekdays, a YL group also uses the 146900 repeater at 1900 hours. This repeater can be accessed over a wide area from the Waikato through to north of Auckland and across to Thames. In the Nelson area, there's the NAGS net for YLs held on Wednesday nights at 19:30 hours on the 147025 repeater. Do check in if you're passing through these areas during the holidays. That's all from Waro for November. Good night all.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, which has its December meeting on Wednesday the 16th at the club rooms starting from 7:30 p.m. I'm reliably informed that this meeting will include ice cream and strawberries. Moving on, and the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club will meet for its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 2nd of December. After that, the next meeting will be a barbecue and rag chew session at the club rooms about 5 p.m. on January the 6th. Auckland Branch 02 NZART has its annual general meeting on Tuesday, December the 8th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms at 400 St. John's Road in Kohimarama. To Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART. On Friday, December the 4th, the branch has the annual Beano starting 6 p.m. and that will be at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve off Birch Street in Waterloo. Finally, to Wellington Branch 50, where the Christmas function will be held on Wednesday the 9th of December at the Evans Bay Yacht and Motor Club. Now, you'll have to let the club know if you want to come, so look at your latest newsletter for details of the event. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Infoline will be emailed on Friday, the 4th of December. The next official broadcast of NZART and the final broadcast for 2015 will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on the Sunday before Christmas. That's Sunday, the 20th of December. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for November 2015. Good night, everyone. Good night now.